Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. And right now it's sunny in downtown San Francisco. I hope it is where you are too. Yay! The sun's out, you guys. Let the sun fall upon your face today. Get your vitamin D. We will take caller number 9 right now at 800-400-3697 and give you a pair of 3-day tickets to Outside Lands 2019.
August. It's the best ticket going.
Agreed. And actually, there's several levels of best ticket going, which we'll talk about at 9 o'clock. At 9, we're going to do the full announcement for the lineups, who's headlining each day, some of the bands that are playing, but also some of the ticket prices and ticket packages, because they're not at single-day tickets yet. It's all the three-day tickets. And man, there's a ticket on there that is like, wow.
Right.
Wow. Wow. It's expensive. Expensive ticket, but it's, you know.
Do I get on stage to play with one of the bands?
You don't.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
And it's still expensive.
Oh.
You get a better view, though.
Yeah.
So, right now, caller number 9 gets 3-day tickets to Outside Lands 2019. It's August 9th through 11th in Golden Gate Park. Full lineup coming for you at 9 o'clock today. Call now. 800-400-3697. All right. I'm going to start with baby and pregnancy news. Alanis Morissette has announced that she is pregnant with her third child.
Oh, she went back for a third.
She did.
That's a bold move.
I want to say she's got to be, I want to say she's 10 years younger than I am.
Oh, you think?
She's my age. She's 43.
Oh, all right.
I'm 44.
43.
Isn't she, or how old
44.
Is she?
44.
Oh, 44.
44. Oh. Although she'll be 45 this year.
45. So she'll be 45 when she has that baby.
That's what it's looking like.
Wow.
So here is the photo that she put up. It's really very pretty. She's clearly at some kind of home studio setup where she's singing into a mic, and it's got some baffling around it, and she's got a computer right there.
What do you guess? 5 months? 6 months?
Well, I think you show more faster with each pregnancy because your body goes, oh, I know how to do this.
Oh, right. Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, 4 or 5 months, I think, looks about right. Possibly more. It's big. You know, she's fully pregnant. Seems like she's all the way pregnant. It's a black and white photo that she posted to her Instagram account on Monday, revealing her round belly while also singing with headphones covering her ears. She captioned the photo with "so much newness." And her representative confirmed the pregnancy. She didn't just have a big lunch. She has two kids. She's got a son, Ever Imre, who is 8, and her daughter, Onyx Solis, turns 3 in June.
I really like Alanis.
Me too. I do too. She's a good performer, and she just came out. That first record is still one of my favorites. We're always singing songs off of that one.
Is that right? You and John?
Yeah. We actually did, when my friend Goodrick was out here, we had all, a few of us were sending around like, oh, let's learn a bunch of songs so we know some songs and we can do them that night, you know. So we've all just sort of worked them up so we can get through the full song. Because sometimes people are just sort of throwing out songs and we sort of try to get through them. And one of the ones he wanted to do was Alanis. And Tommy Igo was like, oh, yeah, oh man, we're doing that one. That's great. You ought to know. And it was one of the first songs that we started with because the bass line on this is just amazing. Like, it's just such a fun song to sing. And we started it, and we get going, and we're like midway through the song. I'm kind of looking around like, this is going well. And then we just like rocked it, and then everyone started migrating into the room from the party. And then it just, we ended it. And we were even like, yay! Oh, that went really well.
Wow.
Just such a freaking fun, awesome song.
Was the second song as good?
No. None of the other songs were as good. That was our best song, and it was like the first one we did. Kehlani.
The singer.
The singer. From Oakland. Mm-hmm. She was right over there. She gave birth to a baby girl at her home over the weekend.
On purpose?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. No drugs. Home birth.
Wow.
This is her first child. The baby is named Adea. And she said, this weekend, our angel arrived healthy and perfect in every way in the bathroom at our home.
Wow.
So in the tub or whatever, right?
Standing up. Her partner caught the baby.
Who's her partner?
Her partner's name is Javi Young White. Her quote is, and actually, I'm not sure if this is a girl or a boy. Javi? I'm not sure. And they call her partner, so I was like, oh, is it a lesbian thing? I don't know.
Well, I would call Christina my partner at different times.
True. That seems weird, though.
Why?
Just does. Rent partner. Partner. Partner seems like more of a business arrangement than like a love thing.
But if lesbians call each other that, that's not a business arrangement.
No.
But it's okay for them. But if I do it's a business arrangement. All right.
I don't know why.
Because you're mean, maybe?
Javi Young White, Kehlani's partner, said that Kehlani gave birth, quote, standing up, unmedicated, into my arms.
Wow.
As we spoke her first words to the child.
And they had a helper.
They did. Let's see. She elected to have a natural home birth with support from midwives of the Oakland Petrera Midwifery, which specializes in assisting queer people and persons of color with home births.
Hmm. Well, he's a dude.
Oh, is he? Okay.
But they're also calling him her longtime friend.
Oh, just a friend.
But well, he is the father.
Oh, okay.
People struggle. You know, I've noticed this. People struggle unless you're married and officially, you know, you
labels.
Have the wife title or husband title. People struggle. And I don't know why boyfriend and girlfriend seem so... It's not official enough, and it sounds childish for grown-ups, so people struggle what to call each other. Mm-hmm. I've dealt with it myself and thought, I don't know why it's not legit for me to call her my girlfriend. It's for some reason you need to be married or people have to look at you weird. Just the way it is.
Girlfriend sounds lighter than what, you know, when you live with someone and you have kids together and you're not married, that just like calling them the girlfriend seems like it just seems too transient or something.
I understand. And I'm not saying that I'm not this way, too, but we're so judgy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you care what I call her? Why do you care?
People care deeply.
I know. And that's the weird thing is you find people with extremely opinionated about stuff that doesn't affect them at all.
23-year-old Kehlani described the birth as the absolute hardest yet most powerful thing I've ever done. Thankful beyond words. In love beyond comparison. Everyone who sent well wishes, love, and support in all forms while waiting and working to bring Adea Earthside. Mm. They haven't posted any photos yet. JV Young White took Twitter Monday saying, no, y'all cannot have the date and time because her birth chart is confidential. She announced the pregnancy in October, saying she'd always dreamt of being a mother and loved the idea of a big, healthy, happy family. So congratulations to Kehlani, who gave birth to a baby girl in the bathroom, which I think is excellent. The movie Us.
I loved it.
Getting a lot of talk this week. Had a big weekend at the box office.
Did you read the... Oh, to your story first, in case this is the story.
No, go ahead.
People were saying they're scared to go to the Santa Cruz board. Is that the story?
Yeah, let me give you some of the quotes. It's just so funny.
Stupid.
Do you do you have any feelings like that at all?
No, and I don't. While I can see that maybe they got a good story out of this, I would bet that the Santa Cruz boardwalk will experience the busiest summer of all times this year.
I agree. People are saying, I'm not going there anymore. I'm like, yeah you are.
It got a lot of run and it still has beautiful views. It's happening.
That started originally with a different film. You know that, right? That started with the Corey Feldman vampire movie.
The Lost Boys.
That was the first time something like this, like we can't go to the boardwalk. There's vampires.
Yeah. People like to say stuff.
Right. And then they go and take the vacation they always
so, right, exactly. If you've seen Us, Jordan Peele's new movie, it opens with a tense scene at the Santa Cruz boardwalk. And they're saying here they don't want to say anything more about it because otherwise it might spoil it.
Mm-hmm.
So the movie left an impression. People are saying, let's see. You know, I was thinking to myself the other day, I can't wait for summer. I really want to drive to Santa Cruz. But thanks to the movie Us, I won't be visiting Santa Cruz anytime soon. Yeah, you will. Okay, I just saw Us. I'm shook. Never going to Santa Cruz boardwalk again. Thanks, at Jordan Peele. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you
are. Excited for everyone to have Santa Cruz boardwalk thoughts and fears now, but please know their vacation home was on a lake in the San Bernardino Mountains, and there is not a bay like that anywhere near Santa Cruz. I don't know who this person is.
Well, there is a scene away from the beach.
I see.
I don't want to say any more.
I saw the movie Us last night, and let's just say I'm never going to Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk at night again. A few years ago, I went out to look for food near the Santa Cruz Boardwalk at night on a weekday, and it was super creepy. Hashtag Us movie.
What?
After watching Us, I'm kind of freaked out to go to the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. I can never look at the beach boardwalk the same again. Us movie never makes me want to go to Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk ever again. People are freaking out.
You don't have to. I mean, there's derelicts. They're there for sure, but you don't have to worry.
There's a set of twins, blonde-haired twins in the movie Us.
Go on.
Here they are on the beach. Do you recognize that scene at
all?
Yes, What do they just walk by and give her a creepy look or something?
No, they're part of the story.
They are the grown-up now mm-hmm. twins that played the baby Emma at the end of Friends.
Cute.
Remember when Rachel gave birth to a baby right when Joey was passing his kidney stone?
So their parents got them into television as infants, and they've continued to act. Ha!
The teenage twins from the horror movie Us played Ross and Rachel's daughter Emma on Friends.
All right.
Here's a shot of them.
Yes.
As babies.
You know, when you said it, I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And then I see it and I go, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're a big part of the movie.
Yuzi, you just handed me an update on the Michael Avenatti thing. Is there some...
He apparently either a press conference or tweeted out a basketball player's name who did some stuff. Parents paid for something to get him into college, something like that. I didn't recognize the basketball player's name.
Yeah, I don't. They're saying this is his way of diverting attention from these two major indictments that just got handed down on him. I just didn't have a chance to read it before we went on. Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna.
Mm-hmm. They're broken up, right?
They are broken up, and they have a daughter together, mm-hmm. and that's where things have been dicey. He was paying her $20,000 a month for child support.
Wow. He's got that kind of money?
He had a very successful sock line.
By
successful, I mean it wasn't that successful, and also he has Kardashian money. I'm sure he has some money because of the show. Can you see what his net worth is? It doesn't matter, actually. He's done paying that. They have just worked out a new settlement where, because they're dividing custody, and apparently they're both worth about the same amount of money, he does not have to pay her any more money.
Wow.
Sources close.
What did she do?
I don't know.
She must have done something wrong in order for... Right?
I was thinking, there have been some... There was like some kind of an altercation, like maybe at a zoo... Where she was, remember she had the baby.
I thought
baby.
That was at Disneyland or something.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
Yeah, Disneyland.
Yeah, she had some cart that she was swinging around and trying to hit somebody with.
And with the baby. You know,
oh,
she
yeah.
was, it was not.
That. It seemed like she had a couple of those incidents.
And then
back
there
to
was
back.
Him, he, there were some allegations about her partying her ass off when
right,
she
with
had
the baby.
She, you know, she was saying the nanny had the baby.
Yeah. And she has drama with her mom.
She also took off to Hawaii while she was supposed to have, well, she did have custody of the baby. And she was like, no, I went to Hawaii with some boyfriend. That's crazy boyfriend she was with for like 2 weeks. Was it Soulja Boy?
Or she's been with a few
she
rapper
dating
dudes.
She was Soulja Boy for a minute.
But people are saying they're paying her money to date them.
Oh.
To try to bump up their cred.
Oh.
Rob is supposedly worth $10 million.
And what about Blac Chyna? I assume she's worth some money, too.
Yeah.
So sources close to the former couple tell TMZ that they've hammered out a final custody agreement for their 2-year-old daughter, Dream. They will split custody 50-50, although they're saying it's likely that Rob will have the daughter more of the time because he's just hangs at his house and like occasionally goes to In-N-Out at 3 in the morning.
Right.
Where Blac Chyna is, you know, she's busy. He was paying her $20,000 a month in child support, and now he will pay nothing. The agreement states each parent will pay for Dream's needs only when she's with them, and things like medical expenses and school will be split 50-50.
Hmm. All right.
She arrived.
I'm surprised.
I know. Me too, actually.
It seems
like it's the way it should be.
Parents or the father would continue to pay either way.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of dads going, hey, I still pay, and I have 50-50.
Right. Well, I think it comes down to how much you make.
All right.
Is she
$3 million?
Oh. You know, I think Vinny's right that he had something on her. And here's another thing. While these negotiations were going on, she was hours late to the meeting and dressed like a hoe. She dressed like with this weird like skirt slid up to her cuckoo and these, you know, and then she's got those giant, you know, whatever the thing is called. I can't say it. She's got these nails. I'm like, you can't handle a baby with those nails. Give him 100% custody. She's going to cut that baby open. The nails are not only over an inch long, they curve like talons. Plus, they're translucent green. Like,
yeah, they're
what,
ugly.
What is happening? How does she even use her phone? How does she pick her nose? She's got a scratch on her eye. She's going to stab her own eye out.
Some people like that. I'm not into it myself, but.
Apparently. So she arrived several hours late and dressed up as a hooker. At the end of the meeting, she said, hey, Rob, we should go out and grab margaritas. He went, no, we're not going to. I'm not going to do that. Here's a picture of what she showed up to the meeting wearing. It's a good look. Mm. Yeah, because I was with Rob, and he didn't satisfy me.
Well, there's that one thing she wants. He must not.
For hours.
He must not like salad.
Who does?
Plenty of people, Sarah.
No,
plenty
no
of
one,
people.
Really, no one likes it. Yeah, you can't. There's nothing even close to what she says there that we can play on the air. She wants him to. She wants that guy to snack for hours on salad. For hours.
Well, I'm sure she's exaggerating for, you know, entertainment purposes, right?
Yes. Let's hope so. I hope she doesn't get any itches that she needs to scratch because
of those nails.
Those nails. Rip her skin open.
Sure, if you ask somebody with nails, they'd say, I keep a stick handy or something.
I guess. Bush. The band, Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to be naughty.
I like both, actually. Mm.
They're working on a heavy new album, according to Gavin Rossdale. They've been in the studio with, they're saying, film composer and Marilyn Manson guitarist, Tyler Bates. Hmm. I don't know if he's going to tour with them, but they're working with him and working on this new heavy album. He says, I just came from the studio now. I sang 11 songs, and it's just deep and wide and heavy like the ocean. It's exciting. It sounds amazing.
I wonder what it's like to be that guy, man. He was with Gwen and probably had the best PR going of all times. And then after that breakup, he sees all the love leave with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
was he doing the nanny? Was he one of the nanny doers?
Yeah, he was.
There was something going on.
Cheated.
That's no good.
Cheated
with the nanny. I don't like the nanny doers.
Cheated with
Jude Law did it with the nanny.
Robin Williams.
Oh, the nanny. I still like him.
He married that nanny, though.
Yeah, yeah.
In his defense.
And even his wife. In that documentary.
I love Robin so much. I just feel like.
He can do no wrong.
No wrong. He can do no wrong. Absolutely. I agree. Anyone else, though?
Yeah, everybody else. Boo.
Tyler Bates, the Marilyn Manson guitar player. He's well known for his work in film, primarily in the action and horror genres. He did Dawn of the Dead, 300. He's Marilyn Manson's lead guitarist and... he's produced a bunch of albums as well. He also worked with Rob Zombie. Earlier this month, we were talking about there's a tour called the Ultimate Tour, and it's with Live, and they are going to both be recreating their big breakthrough albums.
Bush and Live.
Bush
will.
And Live. Will,
right.
So Throwing Copper for Live and 16 Stone for Bush. It commemorates the 25th anniversary of those big records. He had thought about doing a tour with Bush where they'd play all of 16 Stone. He says, I've never liked when people do that because you just feel like you build your own box. Why are you building a box? Like building a house with no door. I don't like that. I like having big windows. I like the future. I like the moment. I'm happy with the past. I'm going to play these songs because I lived them, but I'm going to sing about them tonight. What? Concord Pavilion. We're going to be getting a date from him, and that is August 7th. I don't know if those tickets are on sale yet, but Bush and Live. And, I'm going to say there's somebody else on that tour as well. Our Lady Peace.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All right. I remember those guys. I can't think of their hit, though. Can you?
No. But I remember that name for sure. Okay. Vans, Mariah Carey, or Ron Howard? I have time for one more
story.
You mean
Vans like the sneakers on my feet?
Like the sneakers on your feet, not like your minivan. Yes. Vans. So is that what you...
Sure. Okay. Let's go Vans.
2 weeks ago, I was telling you about the Led Zeppelin sneakers that they put out. Looks like they're going to do a bunch of different bands. Next is David Bowie.
Oh, I love David Bowie.
Four designs, each inspired by a different album theme. It looks like they've also partnered with Kiss, Iron Maiden, and Slayer, and other bands.
Slayer! I love Slayer so much.
They're going to do unique sneaker lines for each of them. The Bowie sneakers, they're already done. I'm not sure what the status is on any of the others, but there's a Ziggy Stardust one, an Aladdin Sane one, a Space Oddity one, and a Hunky Dory one.
So, Hunky Dory.
You can get pictures of those. So there you go. If you are a Vans fan and a David Bowie fan, have I got news for you. There you go. All these different Vans. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
I'll do the winter storm warning, the first all-female spacewalk news on... Oh, you heard. Did you hear?
I did. You're not doing the show for me. You can tell that story.
And more after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have major breaking news that has just come down. It's super interesting. Vinny and I just spent the whole break talking about it and what it means and what's really happening here. So we'll get right to
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to Real Deals for over 30 years and the Subaru True Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. We go now to guest reporter Sarah Clark.
Guest nerd on the Nerd Network.
Right, on the scene to report from the courthouse in Chicago.
Can you hear me? Are we experiencing delay in the satellite feed?
No, we've got you just fine. Grace. Thank you so much, Sarah. What's the latest on the Jussie Smollett arrest?
The AP is reporting. I'm just going to read you this thing straight as written, all right? And then we can break it down from there. Jussie Smollett will not be prosecuted for faking a racial attack. All charges have been dropped. Jussie and his lawyers are going to address the media in about an hour. Jussie and his lawyers ran to court this morning in Chicago, where he was facing 16 felony counts of lying to police and the alleged racial and homophobic attack. He's going to surrender his $10,000 bond, but that's it. The case is over. Jussie's lawyer says, and we believe Mark Garagos is among his lawyers. That guy's busy today, so yeah, this is probably one of his other lawyers.
I read that he was in part one of his lawyers.
So this is the lawyer's statement. Keep that in mind. This is very flattering toward Jussie. Today, all criminal charges against Jussie Smollett were dropped, and his record has been wiped clean of the filing of this tragic complaint against him. Jussie was attacked by two people he was unable to identify on January 29th. He was a victim who was vilified and made to appear as a perpetrator as a result of false and inappropriate remarks made to the public, causing an inappropriate rush to judgment. Jussie and many others were hurt by these unfair and unwarranted actions. This entire situation is a reminder that there should never be an attempt to prove a case in the court of public opinion. That is wrong. It's a reminder that a victim, in this case Jussie, deserves dignity and respect. Dismissal of charges against a victim in this case was the only just result. So a source close to Jussie is saying the prosecution's case disintegrated. There were issues with the $3,500 check the two brothers who were paid to train him had received from Jussie. These were guys that we think knew from his work on Empire. They'd been extras on there. The police superintendent had said the money was payment for the fake attack, but it appears it was actually for physical training. The police superintendent also said during a news conference that Jussie wrote that threatening letter 6 days before the attack, when in actuality the FBI had not concluded who wrote the letter. And so it seems, now we begin to speculate, what it sounds like is this police superintendent, and we, most of us saw at least part of that Jussie Smollett press conference where they were talking about the charges. That guy damned him. He said, this is a guy who did this to further his fame and to get more money off the show Empire. And he even said, and he wrote that letter six. I mean, he made statements, and it seems like those were problematic. And then somewhere within the judicial workings of this whole thing, they've decided we need to drop everything and walk away from this because it's not going to look good on us. But that is pure speculation on my part. What else do you have? Do you have some other
details? I don't have a bunch more, but what you and I talked about off the air is dropping a case against someone does not mean they're innocent.
Right.
What it means is that there were issues with the case, and maybe due to this dude's statements, they'll find themselves having a bunch of evidence thrown out because he put it out on into the public.
Right. Before it
long before they'd gotten into court.
He was, and listen, some of the stuff that police superintendent said, I felt him. You know, there's real victims of real crimes who don't get half the attention that this thing gets. You know, there was nothing pretty about this entire thing.
Right.
And, you know, you can, in your public opinion mind, you can think whatever you want. But the way it was handled did seem a little bit on the aggressive and not, the dude wasn't presumed innocent.
Well, the superintendent's probably going to be in trouble, that's for sure.
Right. Not allegedly false accusations, false accusations.
Right.
He was condemning him there, and I'm sure that had to be a huge part of the problem. Anyway, that's really what we've got. We just wanted to bring that to you. Thank you for reporting live from Cook County at the courthouse. This is Sarah Clark for the ANN.
Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome, Ben. Back to you.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we got a lot of texts from people who were saying the news is breaking, and we needed to definitely get that out there. So, winter storm watch is on.
Oh,
it looks like...
Another atmospheric river?
No, but
thank
we
God.
Do have as much as 3 feet of snow falling in Tahoe at higher elevations. They say 5 to 10 at lake level.
Oh, boy.
And 3 inches of snow falling... below 6,000 feet.
Well, you know, more snow is always good news. So,
sure. I just wanted to, you know, let
That's
you know,
our summer
as
water.
We're getting these little storms coming through, it means more snow for Tahoe.
Right.
Crazy.
It's more annoying for us, but more snow for Tahoe, and that's always good.
Oh, and your boy is in town, right? Johnny's here?
Johnny is here. So well, he's here today.
So he... blows into town, drops a podcast, and then goes right back
up
mountain.
Goes right back up to the mountain. I know. I will find out all his plans.
Do you have a helicopter pad at your place?
We do not, Vinny.
Does he land in the park?
He lands in the park
okay.
behind our fence. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So I mentioned this when the news broke that a couple women. Well, let me get their names real quick. Anne McLean and Christina Koch.
Okay.
K-O-C-H.
That's what we thought her
Koch.
Name might be, right?
They're NASA astronauts, and they were set to make history as the first all-female crew to conduct a spacewalk at the International Space Station. Unfortunately, now it looks like, due to not having the proper-sized spacesuits, they both won't be able to exit into space at the same time.
How annoying is that? They only have one medium size.
That's
ridiculous.
The dumbest thing. If you've got two people,
everyone should have their own spacesuit.
And
Am
you've
I wrong?
Announced that these people.
Oh, turns out we only have one of the mediums. So, sorry.
So they both will spacewalk, just not together.
And they'll have to share a suit. Someone else sweat it into. Gross.
Well,
you want to at least wear your own sweat.
Yeah.
Something tells me that you take on a lot of sacrifice when you decide to become an astronaut.
Yeah.
You don't get the regular showers that you're used to.
No. Right. And then you got to share a spacesuit with someone else who's not getting regular showers. Yeah, I feel you.
I think you take that on.
Mm.
But they say they will be the 13th and 14th women to perform spacewalks, but they will not be the first team of women to spacewalk together.
I'm telling you, my mouth just fell open where I'm like, they don't have enough space. Doesn't everyone have a space? What if there's a hull breach? Everyone needs to be in a spacesuit, for God's sake. That seems like an oversight to me.
Good point.
Yeah.
What if there is a hull
breach? Everyone needs a spacesuit. You're in space. Get everyone in their spacesuits except that one lady. She can fight with the other lady over the one spacesuit that fits them. Stupid thing. It's annoying.
I'm not really into internet shopping to begin with.
God,
and it's been a while since I've had a drink. But I do have some studies on, or some stats on drunken shopping.
It's a thing. It's real.
26% of us admit to buying stuff we wouldn't just because we'd been drinking. Yep. They say that's down from 46% last year at the same time.
That's it's good that it's trending down. I've definitely done it, and so I actually try to put my phone away when I've started the drinking process. Mm. But sometimes, you know, someone will come up with it. The problem is that you just, it's a couple taps on your phone, and boom, you've bought it, and you put your phone down, you forget, and 2 days later it shows up at your house. You're like, what the F is this? It's, you know, just... Maybe you should, there should be like a phone breathalyzer.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Would you say the majority of your drinking is done at home?
Yes. Oh, I would say almost 100% of my drinking is done at home. I mean, I'll have a drink or two at a restaurant, but yeah, I drink at my house.
Yeah. That, I think, also would lean towards you, something coming up and you going, oh,
let me just
order that right now
on Amazon. Let me say that.
As opposed to if you were out at a bar, you wouldn't think.
I don't know.
Wait, really? All right.
$99, Sarah.
For what?
For a phone breathalyzer.
Oh, there is one?
Top five unnecessary purchases we make while drunk: food, clothes, cigs, lottery tickets, or online gambling, and movies or DVDs.
Oh, well, those, you know, you gotta get something.
What is the number one favorite drunk food to eat?
Potato chips.
Pizza, hands down.
It wins.
And burritos got to be number two.
Chips was number two.
Oh.
French fries, nachos, and tacos.
Ooh,
round
tacos
out your top five.
Mm.
I had tacos last night. Tacos are always good.
Hard shell or soft shell?
Either.
We went with the, well, you put them in oil. So I guess they're.
Oh, you fried them.
Yeah.
So they wind up hard.
Well, they're chewy.
Yeah. God bless you. They're not crunchy, though.
No, they're not crunchy.
But they're not quite a floppy soft.
No, they're definitely not
floppy. I only did that the
soft
one time, but that, man, those really are good like that. Flipping them
You did
over.
It that way once and then never did it again?
Yeah, I didn't do it again.
Why?
Because it
was good to you.
First of all, it took forever. Secondly, it seemed like, wow, I'm adding a ton of calories I don't really need to add.
No. You, wow, soft. I'm surprised.
What kind of taco last night?
Chicken tacos. Mm. Yeah, I put on the baby and marched around the house. I wear her.
Yeah.
Right here. Along the front of me.
It's convenient.
Well, it's the only thing that she can hang there for
as long as you'll keep her in
that
thing.
As long as I can walk around, she's quiet and happy.
Yeah.
Well, she feels like she's... Hand her over to someone and she's...
Put me back on your chest!
So, I marched around and Nona made chicken tacos.
So sweet.
There's our night.
By the way,
yeah,
I've been meaning to talk to you about this for a couple of days now.
Me?
Yes. Your fiance and your mother made the most amazing hearth cover, like a protector so that if a kid falls against it, it's padded. And they put up the cutest, like it's my favorite post I've ever seen on Instagram.
Oh. Get out of here.
It's what? It's the stone brick, whatever it is,
right?
Hearth.
That's so
and then
funny.
It's the covering, and then it's the two of them. It's Sandy and his mom and his fiance holding like a glue gun and like
a
stapler.
Gun.
And then the baby's there and Isla's off in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
It's so awesome. It's like the Charlie's Angels of Home Improvement. Yeah. I was like, that is awesome.
Oh yeah. It's neat.
It's
my
so
mom
good.
Is a longtime crafter, Sarah. You and her would
She should come. She needs to come see my shoe
I
shack.
Have
it's so cool.
Completely tripped out watching you sort of not only start to become her, but then completely blast past her at 200 miles per hour.
Oh, did she like the briefcase that I made?
She does. She thought it was very well made. But just that, like, you started, what were you, you crocheted for a minute, didn't you?
Yeah, crocheted. I still crochet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't crochet the way I used to.
Yeah, I mean, because you started doing other stuff. You you got advanced. You know, you're sewing and making purses. And
it's just so fun. It's such a great creative outlet.
So my mom's a crafter. The problem, the chimney.
Well, she was a big sewer.
The chimney's murderous.
The hearth in front of the fireplace.
In the living room is murderous. And so they
were... Well, it's really tall and hard.
Stone.
Hard-edged.
Right. And the baby hasn't even started walking yet. So they decided they'd do that. And it looks great.
And it's extra seating in the living room.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is fantastic. You've got to go look at this. Hers is a hurry up Chrysarella or something like that. But Vinny follows her, so you can find her if you...
So can you turn on the fire or no now?
You can pull the top off and put it down in front and then turn the fire on. But no, with that padding on the top, I would say no, you should not have a fire. It's a gas fire.
But the glass would still get hot.
I just don't want to mess around
and
play
games
at all.
Why would we want to try and light our house on fire?
But the missus is a fire person.
So she made it with the removable top. Smart.
Like, walks into the room and goes, before I sit down, let me... I don't even think or look that direction.
I would never, ever in my life think to start a fire in
really?
A room. Just would never occur to
you?
Me. John's a fire person.
Yeah, both John and I like fires.
Yeah, John will turn a fire on. But I'm like, who would do that? That seems extra.
Yeah, it does seem extra. You're right.
He had to have this stupid fire pit out back and the fireplace and that.
You don't like the fire pit?
It's fine.
Have you roasted marshmallows?
Sure. Yes, plenty. Yeah. We've used it many times. Because John's always like, hey, you want to have a fire tonight? I'm like, okay. Sounds like a plan. I'll go to Safeway and get some marshmallows.
I'm super scared of fire. So I'm just not into it.
Right.
I just don't want to.
Well, and kids are fascinated. Like, John, I swear to God, I think John only likes to camp because he likes building a big fire outside. And I remember we're taking our kids camping, and I'd be like, the whole time, I'm like, one of our kids is going to fall in the fire. Like, and all they want to do is light branches on fire and stick things in the fire and cook over the fire and, like, be looking at them, like, get near the fire. I'm like, oh, my God, this is so unrelaxing. This is the least relaxing thing I've ever done in my life. And the kids are filthy.
Well, that's
They're
for
so
sure.
close to the ground.
I don't like that smell that's all over you after a...
I don't mind that.
Campfire smell?
Yeah. I don't mind the real fire smell.
No.
I was a little over it. You know how it's the last couple of falls, we've had just that blanket of smoke from the big fires that have happened.
Right.
And it's just... You get to the point where you're like, I don't want to smell this anymore. It's just a reminder of all the horrible things
like
that are happening.
Smells like devastation.
Right. It smells like devastation.
Well,
right.
and I do. I also remember when the wind finally picked up and blew, because it was hanging over our heads, and when it finally blew out, it was all... That's when you really noticed.
You noticed it.
Oh.
It smells so fresh out here.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I haven't proofread this, but I'm going to just go ahead and... See what this person at 408 has to say. Hey, Alice.
Hey.
I'm non-binary and consensually and ethically non-monogamous. And I use the term partner to refer to my partners who I'm in relationships with. They also refer to me as their partner out of respect for my identity. In my honest opinion, partner can be used in a number of settings with regard to relationships, whether the couple is queer, gay, straight, gender non-conforming, ace, etc.
Oh, a new one. Ace.
What's ace?
Don't know.
Ace is when we played handball and the ball would go right at the top and the bottom at the same time. You'd shout no aces.
Yeah, remember I'm pretty sure that's not what they're talking about, but I do remember that.
Hey, did you ever play a game called Bear Ass?
Bear Ass?
Bear Ass. Or Red Butt?
What?
No. Stuff like
Red
that.
Butt.
I went to private schools. That would get you kicked
you
right out.
You never played that?
Never even heard of that. I mean,
what?
I've heard the terms, but red face and red butt and what was it? Bare ass and red butt?
Yeah.
No.
It's the same game, I think. It just occurred to me that the handball thing, it's a game you play sort of like...
You'd like hit the ball and then whack your partner in the butt?
No, it was a punishment. They had to go and sit up.
That just sounds like people wanting to spank other people's butts.
You think so?
Yes.
I can't remember how it's played.
That seems wrong.
Weird.
There's no rules. You just line up.
Ace is complex.
Oh, what is it?
What is it?
I'm just going to read this.
All right.
Okay.
They spell it A-S-E, by the way.
Oh, this is spelled A-C-E, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. It says ace is a sexual orientation like being straight or gay. When someone is straight, they're interested in people of a different gender. When someone is gay, they're into the same gender. When someone is ace or ace, it's called they're not really into anyone in that way. They simply don't experience sexual attraction.
It's like asexual.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
That's what they're getting
at. It's something that doesn't need to be fixed or cured. It's just part of who you are.
You're just not into anyone.
Yeah.
Hmm. Hmm. Whether or not it's an appropriate term is up to the people involved in the relationship, regardless of their identity, says 408.
Thank you, 408.
Well done. I'll read more texts right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.